All right, welcome back to Memorial Athletic Center. We are ready to wrap up the try here with our quad, excuse me. Piers and ACGC, and we are underway as we've got Brandon Funk coming out here for the Pioneers on. This is Jake Mortensen, and a quick takedown for Funk. So Funk down at 106 here. And out of bounds. 2-0 early here for Brandon Funk and the Pioneers, who have won handily twice tonight. Most recently, 60-12 over Annandale Maple Lake and 69-9 over the Huskers of Holding Ford, as Brandon Funk picks at the ankle, drives forward. Funk with a 2-0 lead about 45 seconds into the match. Funk trying to elevate. He's got his opponent, Jake Mortensen, right in the middle of the mat, arms extended out. Mortensen scrambling off to his hip. Get a bunch of them. 45 to go. Nice ceremony between matches here to honor the seniors. They said Lucas Pomp was sick. He'd left. He'd wrestled earlier tonight, so under the weather. He didn't even go to introductions on the introduce the seniors, so hopefully Lucas gets well soon. This is the final regular season duel before tournaments begin. Can you believe it? We are at that point, 1 month from tonight. March 2nd is the state tournament down at the XL Energy Center. Hopefully the Pioneers are good enough to represent Section 7A once again. They're ranked number one in the state, facing one of the favorites in Section 4 this year, as time runs out on the period. 2-0 for Brandon Funk over Jake Mortensen. Atwater Cosmos Grove City, down program-wise than what we normally see the Falcons. For years, we've seen ACGC be a state power, but right now they're on a little bit of a dip on the downside, but they'll be back. They're a perennial power program. They'll more than likely be contending with Sibley East for the 4A championship and a chance to get down to XL Energy Center. Sibley East has kind of ruled the roost in 4A the last couple of years now. 1:35 to go. Annandale Maple Lake going against Holding Ford right now in their final duels of the night. Out of bounds as Funk applying the pressure and driving Mortensen off the mat. Rick Grammond with you here. Mortensen took a shot, didn't get in, and they will reset. Back on their feet, out in the middle. Hand control, grabbing the hand is Funk, trying to pull him forward. Now the elbow tie up again. We are under a minute to go. There's a slide by takedown almost by Funk. Couldn't quite get it. Now he's going to hook that leg and get the two. There's the takedown for Brandon Funk to take a 4-0 lead. Jake Mortensen is a seventh grader. Brandon a freshman. He's going to, boy, deep double leg ride here for Funk. Coming out the back door is Christensen. Brandon's high on the back here. He's got to slide back. There he does a little bit of adjustment there. Gets back and now rolls him a little bit to his right hip, but Mortensen's back to his base, comes up to his knees. And again, sliding up the back as here comes Mortensen out the back door, but they're close to being out of bounds. They're also being close to being the end of the period, and they're out of bounds with 8 seconds left. Piers and Atwater Cosmos Grove City. These two teams met last year in Grove City, which is the host town for the Atwater Cosmos Grove City School District. KMS was there that night. Here's Funk running out the period and leading 4-0. Brandon Funk. We're going to have Nathan Poster get a varsity match here tonight, one of the seniors. Of course, Nathan has been battling his way back from a severe broken leg suffered this fall during the football season and has rehabbed his way, and he'll be out there tonight a little bit later on, I would guess somewhere around the 152 match. Riding here is Funk, looking for a half Nelson. Pulling that wrist back, still looking to get that hand cupped behind the head of Mortensen. Crossface attempted there by Brandon. Now he's a little more serious effort at a crossface, but Mortensen sits. Funk yanks him backwards. Boo, they bang heads. The back of Mortensen's head almost clipped the chin of Brandon Funk there. 1:15 to go. Third period, a 4-0 lead for Brandon Funk to open things up here tonight. Mortensen tried to scramble off to his left. Brandon rides along, still going after the crossface. Hasn't locked it up yet, though. Holdingford gets a fall at 106 from Tate Lang, so they take a 6-0 lead on Annandale Maple Lake after a match. 43 seconds left as Funk still riding here. 35 to go. Piers and ACGC, and we get a stall called. Stall on Brandon here. He's got a 4-0 lead. And a start. He picks that ankle, elevates the hips, goes right in on the attack of a crossface. Didn't get the leg really in tight. Now he's tightening it up. And that forces Mortensen to just bring his elbows right in under his belly, ball his knees up forward, and doesn't give really Brandon much room to work any series of offensive moves there. And this one is going to end with a Brandon Funk shutout. He'll just ride it out. 4-0 will be the score. Funk with the win. And the Pioneers take the lead 3-0 over the Falcons.
Hi, this is Nick from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Chandler Doucette against Hayden Strauman of ACGC, and a takedown for Chandler. And I think he's got two near fall. So 4-0. Chandler picked up a fall against Holdingford, received a forfeit against Annandale Maple Lake. I believe that was the first career fall for Chandler. Now here's Strauman trying to switch. He does for two. And Chandler able to free his arm and prevent getting a turn there. So it's now 4-2. We've got 35 seconds left in the first period of the 113-pound match. And now it's Strauman, an eighth grader, facing fellow junior high eighth grader Chandler Doucette. Trying to crank it over here. Little cradle. Good cradle here by Strauman. He's got back points on Chandler Doucette. 13 seconds left. Strauman with near fall points here. He's going to go ahead at the end of the period as Chandler bridges up to stay off his back and get himself into the second period. It'll be a 5-4 lead for Hayden Strauman of ACGC. And Strauman will start in the down position as we are underway here at the MAC. We're back here tomorrow night. The boys are in action against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in basketball. Here's Doucette trying to throw. Doucette lifting the left leg, trying to elevate Strauman. Strauman, now a throw by Strauman. He's got Chandler down to his right side. Now Chandler gets to his knees. Still in on that leg is Doucette. Chandler looking to Gramby out of this possibly. He's got the leg if he can tilt back. He's got that wrist pulled underneath. If he just was leaning forward, he might be able to tilt Strauman over. Strauman draped right across the back, and Strauman trying to cradle on the far side. Chandler leaning to his right. Now there's the reversal. And the reversal goes to Strauman. So he's up 7-4, and he's almost got Chandler turned here with a Turk. Legs in, cross face in, and the wave begins to indicate the near fall points being counted off. 53 seconds left in the second period as Hayden Strauman of ACGC battles Chandler Doucette appears. Doucette trying to avoid here. He's on his right hip and just refusing to get any further than that. Two near fall go up, says the referee, so it's 9-4. Just enough of a turn for Strauman to pick up 2 points. Now Doucette turning and switching. Chandler, if he keeps the momentum going, he might be able to switch into this. Oh, Strauman reached up for the chin and dropped him right back down to his back, and he's got now Doucette all threaded out here. He's got legs in. He's got arms in across the chest. He's got more near fall points. And we're almost to the end of the period as three more near fall go up, and it's now 12-4 for Hayden Strauman as the period ends. So Strauman's starting to work over here. Chandler and Doucette will be on his feet. Doucette will try and get in here as a front headlock in by Strauman. Strauman drives forward. Good tight cradle here. He's got Doucette for two. That makes it 14-4. Now Doucette trying to pop his head out as he turns hips into Strauman. Now Strauman on the defensive. Chandler's getting the angle. Reversal for Doucette makes it 14-6, but Strauman now, he spins back. Scramble here. Minute 15 to go. Now Strauman gets a reverse. And he's got Doucette on his back for near fall points. And Strauman will tighten this one up. This could be over soon. Nope, Doucette twists over to his left side. Still pretty tight chest-to-chest press here by Hayden Strauman of ACGC. 55 seconds left. Doucette just arching that left shoulder up off the mat as long and as much as he can. And just driving forward is Strauman. 40 seconds left. Now Chandler gets a little bit more chest to the mat. Able to twist. And does. Hasn't given up the near fall yet. Now they do. Three of them. 19-6. So if he turns them again here, it would be a tech fall. 20 seconds left. Chandler now. Right now, Chandler's main mission is don't give up any more points. Just keep this at a major. 5 seconds. Little things like that. A good learning experience here as Chandler stayed off his back. He gave up four in a 19-6 loss. So Strauman wins a major, and ACGC goes up 4-3 on the Pioneers.
Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Jake Andre's out on the mat now. His opponent from ACGC is Sky Powers. Front headlock in by Andres as he tries to run that around. He's got Powers bridging up out near the edge. Now it's Powers reaching underneath for a front headlock. The guy's trading headlocks. Now they step out of bounds. Neither one did anything with it. Minute 22 to go. First time tonight, Pierce trails 4-3 to ACGC. They gave up a major at 113. Got a win at 106. Funk with the win. Doucette took the loss. Here's Andres. Good throw by Jake right to his back. And Sky Powers. See what kind of power he's got. He's up. And he got up and out for an escape. 4-1. Two near fall right on that. Powers started in the down position. And Andres threw him right to his back for two. Now Jake's got him over on the edge. Trying to cradle. He's got to bring him back inside the circle first before he can go to work and score. Looking to near side cradle him here. Trying to pull him back. He's got the leg of the knee. And out of bounds, says the referee, with 30 seconds left. So Jake Andres, the sophomore here. Jake's got to be nearing some milestone wins. He's been a varsity starter here for quite a while and just a sophomore, and he's continues to put up 20 plus win seasons. I'm gonna have to do a little research and see where Jake stands. Brett Kapsner passed 150 up in Aiken Thursday night. Matt Kuman has gone over 100. Brandon Ortman reached the 150 mark earlier this year. Here's Andres in on the leg and out of bounds as time expired. And Jake, looks like some tape came loose on his finger. Sky Powers defers. Jake chooses down. He is a sophomore, as is Jake. Pretty active on his ride on the left hip side. Powers digging underneath for an opening from Jake. Jake's left leg kind of lifted up by Powers. Now he throws his right leg across the back. Jake reaches for that heel, peels it back. Jake turning into Powers, coming around. Andres with a reverse cradle. Jake is going to get a good cradle. There's the cradle he was looking for in the first. He's got it now. Andres with a cradle off the reverse. And he'll try and finish this with a ton of time left, a minute 20. Now Power switches. Well, he's bendy. Out of bounds. That's a couple of times that Powers, when I thought Jake, we've seen a lot of opponents that Jake has had in that predicament get finished off, but that's twice now Powers has been able to find a way out. Now he scoots forward. 107 to go as Andres again goes to work on the right leg of Powers. Presses his knee right down on the ankle. Now he's back behind the waist again. Powers in a sitting position, scooting towards the edge near the Falcon bench. Kind of a, what would you call that, a gunmetal gray singlet with white Falcons down the left hip and ACG in block letters in white across the midsection. Pioneers in their black singlets. Big bold red P in the back. Gray and red panels down the sides. 35 to go here, second period. It's a 9-1 lead for Jake Andres here. Powers reaching into the leg and back behind the thigh of Jake, but Not long enough arms. Jake able to free that. And he's got a front headlock in, trying to tilt this into another cradle here with 10 seconds. Andres almost tilted him on a near side cradle. Close to the end of the period, though. Can he get a count here? Powers able to defend out of that by extending that left elbow out, and that stops the tilt of Andres. And so we'll go to the third with a 9-1 lead for Jake Andres. Now the third begins. Andres with Powers underneath for the Falcons of ACGC. Again, there's a tilt in by Andres. He's picking up near fall. That's an awkward little pose. What did he get? Three, I believe, is going to be put up. There is three. 12-1. Now, Andres almost got caught in a roll. And Powers is almost going to escape. He might even get a reversal out of this. They're scrambling, and there is the reverse for two. 12-4 now. As we get later on in this duel, coming up at 1:45, the Falcons have a 10th-ranked wrestler, Shane Whitcomb. He's ranked 10th. That could be a potential matchup with Andrew Tamala, who's ranked 9th at that weight class. That is the Falcons' only ranked wrestler. Now another reverse, for this time in Andres' favor, and he's now up 14-4. 45 seconds. Right now it's sitting at a major for Jake Andres, trying to get those 4 points back that the Falcons just gained. Powers, as Andres tries to underhook him from the front, couldn't torque him over. And now Powers up standing and gets an escape, 14-5. Under 20 to go here in period three. Andres trying to snap down. Still a 9-point lead, so it would be a major here. Powers would love to get a throw here and get that bonus point off the board. He's got 6 seconds left as they go out of bounds. On their feet, Jake attacks. Good attack, staying aggressive. And he'll just hold on to the leg, and the time will run out. Andres wins the major, 14-5. So the Pioneers now lead the Falcons 7-4.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. These are a few reasons parents love our school. The values taught at home are supported at school. Faith formation is part of the school environment, with daily opportunities to grow closer to Jesus. The relationships between teachers and students provide for excellent learning in the classroom. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Isaac, don't call me Luke Oddie out there. And his opponent, Aaron Lang, ACGC. 7-4 lead for Pierce. Teams have traded wins so far. Pierce picking up wins at 106 and 120. Falcons got the 113 match. Oddie, he's filling in here. Lucas Pop apparently went home sick. He did wrestle the holding forward match. There's a takedown for Lang. Lucas lost in four overtimes to James Welly of holding forward 2-1 when Welly rode him out. Now Oddie banged up. And we're going to have injury time here. So Oddie, as Coaches Jensen and Holland come out. Audi won 8-5 over Logan Arnold of Annandale Maple Lake in the middle duel. Update from Kimball tonight. Girls trail the Cubs 37-24 at halftime. 37-24, Kimball the lead at halftime. It looks like they banged head because Isaac has taken the headgear off and he's kind of holding that forehead. Coach Jensen out there. So we'll see what happens here with Isaac, if he's going to be continuing or not. Right now he's got a headache. We'll come back with the result after this.
Hello, this is Dan Rushlow, training officer for the Pierce Fire Department. When was the last time you tested your smoke alarms? Last month? Last year? Can't remember? If you're not sure your smoke alarms are working, then how can you be sure you'll be protected if a fire breaks out? Don't gamble with your life and assume your smoke alarms are working. Test each one every month so you'll know they'll be ready to protect you and your family if there's a fire. Test your alarm for life. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get 4 lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. 4 lines on the promo gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 cycles.
All right, Pioneers playing it safe, and they're not going to allow Isaac Oddy to continue. So that's an injury default win for Aaron Lang of ACGC as they banged heads, and Isaac over there on a chair. And now we've got Austin Redunds out there against John Rasmussen.
Now wrestling at 152 pounds from Holyford, Josh Peterson.
So, Austin Redunds against John Rasmussen of ACGC. Falcons now lead the Pioneers 10-7 after that injury default win, as Rasmussen goes in on a single leg shot. Underhook in by Redunds to counter. Redunds reaching now back for the ankle. Redunds reaches up underneath the chin. Redunds trying to run the corner here. Cradle coming from the far side. There's the takedown for Austin. Gave up on the cradle, switches off to the left side now, and he'll begin to ride here on Rasmussen. Redunds has received a forfeit, and he got pinned by fourth-ranked Quinn Youngs of Annandale Maple Lake. So his second actual match, and he's facing John Rasmussen of ACGC. So 2-0 lead for Redunds. Trying to free the left hand of Rasmussen and pull that wing back. Well, he's got that wing in. He's just going to lug it back. Rasmussen trying to keep it right to his side. Redunds now switches off to the left hip. 10 seconds left in the first period. Now Rasmussen up, trying to peel the hands. Austin lifts and returns. 2 seconds left, and Redunds will take the lead into period two at 132 pounds. Looks like Annandale Maple Lake leads Holding Ford 28-12. They're wrestling their 152-pound match. Redunds will ride to begin the period here. Stand-up try by Rasmussen, and he's pushed out of bounds on one leg by Redunds. Restart. That took a 6-second journey to the edge. That sounds like a movie title. 6-second journey to the edge, starring Pat Watercott. Again, out of bounds. 1:49 to go. Now Redunds elevates. Rasmussen almost peeled the hands away, and that forces Austin to drop down to an ankle. Elevates and trips him down. And Austin goes to work now, climbing up the back here, securing that wrist underneath. See what he can do with a ride and a turn here. Minute and a half to go, second period. 2-0 Redunds. Rasmussen again standing. Now he's free and gets his one. 2-1, and then out of bounds. Blood time here. It looks like Redunds got dinged, so he'll head to the edge. 1:20 left in the second period here between Piers, Atwater Cosmos, Grove City.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
All right, Austin Redunds is back out there after a blood time stoppage. He's battling John Rasmussen of Atwater Cosmos Grove City right now. It's a 2-1 lead for Austin with just under a minute to go in the second period. Again, at halftime, Kimball led the Piers girls 37-24. That's being played down in Kimball. Girls have a makeup game down in Howard Lake Waverly Winsted on Monday night. That was weather postponed a couple of weeks ago. They'll make that one up on Monday. Out of bounds with 29 to go. Tomorrow night, Howard Lake Waverly Winsted boys come here. 7:15 game time. That's a winnable game for the guys. They've got just one win this year. That was down in Painesville. Let's see if we can get number two tomorrow night. Here's Redunds fighting for hand control, 12 seconds. Rasmussen with a good shot and out of bounds. Could not finish as he really got in deep there, but by the time he had elevated Austin, they were both off the mat. 6 seconds left. And another shot in right at the end of the period, but nothing materializes out of that. At the end of two, Redunds holds a 2-1 lead over Rasmussen of ACGC. Austin will start down. We'll see if he can switch out of this in a hurry. And Rasmussen, strong rider it looks like. He's able to prevent Austin from getting any momentum going on his sit-out try. He rolls through a cheap tilt try by Rasmussen. He's got Austin Redunds balled up underneath him. Minute 35 to go. They're up at 182 over the holding 40 Annandale Maple Lake match, 34-24. I believe that is in favor of Annandale. Minute 20. Here comes a Gramby from Redunds. Did he get it? He did. He hits the Gramby with a minute 20. That gives him a 4-1 lead. But they're near the edge again. I don't know if Austin's going to be able to get anything. He's going to have to bring him back in. He's reaching for a far side cradle, but they're close to out, and there is the indication of being out of bounds. With 1:02 to go in this match, 4-1 now for Austin Redunds. Austin picks the ankle. Drives him forward right back down to the mat. Clock moving, 52 seconds left. Redunds trying to throw that inside trip in as he's got the right arm and out of bounds. Out of bounds over on the far edge of the mat here at the MAC tonight. I think ACGC, of the three opponents that the Pioneers will face, probably as full a roster. So we're going to have Brett get a match here. Brett capped. Oh, there's a hard return to the mat, but ruled legal by the ref. 32 seconds left as Redunz with his 4-1 lead. Got a half in on the right side, trying to crank this over and score late points here on Rasmussen. Rasmussen trying to defend out of this. Now standing, 15 seconds left. Austin able to lift, and they're going to go out of bounds. No points there. Down to 9.2 seconds left in the 132 match. Redunz and Rasmussen. Reese Kapsner is up next. There's the start. Just a job of holding on now for Redunz. He can do that. No stall warnings. And he'll just ride this one out and win 4-1. We are tied at 10 through the 132-pound match with Reese Kapsner coming up.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-25.
When you're in need of new appliances, don't forget to check us out at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. There are still a lot of you out there that don't know that we carry a full line of GE appliances. We carry everything from refrigerators to washers and dryers, stoves, microwaves, dishwashers, and more. Plus, when you buy from us, we also offer delivery and haul away of your old appliance. So the next time you are in need of a new appliance, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
We're now at 145 pounds. Reese Kapsner wins by forfeit. That means we've got Andrew Tamala of Piers.
You need a pin here.
And his opponent from ACGC. The Falcons have Shane Whitcomb. No points yet. These are ranked 9 and 10 in the state. Andrew's ranked 9th. Whitcomb ranked 10th at 145. And they're out of bounds after a brief couple of seconds down on the mat. Piers now with that forfeit win leads ACGC 16-10. So this should be one of the best individual matchups here tonight. 9th ranked Tamala, 10th ranked Whitcomb. Just looking for a hand. Little snap down try by Whitcomb. Underhook is thrown in by Andrew Tamala. Andrew's heels on the edge of the mat. Whitcomb reaches in with his right hand, got behind the leg, but they step out of bounds. 34 seconds left here for Tamala and Whitcomb. Tamala, try to fireman's, couldn't get there. Tamala won by fall over Blake Siegler of Holdingford and won by a tech fall over Adam Newman of Annandale Maple Lake. So he's had a nice night. This will be his toughest match, though. Near the edge, shoulder to shoulder. And we will go scoreless into the second period. 0-0 after one between Whitcomb and Tamala. Whitcomb, a big wrestling name down in ACGC land.
Something of forfeit at 195 pounds from Annandale Maple Lake, Mitch Bergstrom.
Here comes Tamala attacking the hips on the start, driving in. Whitcomb trying to counter out of that. Andrew, now Whitcomb standing, switching. Near the edge, Whitcomb gets the reverse. Whitcomb scores first. So it's 2-0 for Whitcomb over Tamala. Now he goes to work on the right wing and gives that up. Annandale's up 40-27 on holding Ford at the 220 match. Piers leading ACGC here 16-10. We're wrestling at 145. Whitcomb looking to drop down. Here's Andrew almost able to turn. Whitcomb on the back now, a little off balance. Whitcomb off to the right hip side of Tamala. Tamala trying to bridge up out of this. Now Whitcomb reaching up under the chin. Andrew peels that hand away. Pulls it across. Andrew tries to run around on a switch, but Whitcomb powers him back down. Almost got there, Tamala, and we got a stalemate. And Tamala almost able to turn that corner and get the two to tie it up, but with 57 seconds left in period two, it's Shane Whitcomb leading Andrew Tamala 2-0. And there's an escape. Tamala able to peel away quickly on the restart, so he's on the board, 2-1 now, and they're both on their feet. Whitcomb with about a 2-3 inch height advantage. So here's Tamala driving forward, and a scramble. Tamala in on the waist. Good whizzer there by Whitcomb. He's going to get away from that escape. Boy, Tamala really came in. And somehow Whitcomb able to fight that off. Now Whitcomb dives in first, and it's Tamala pushing him away. 25 seconds left. 2-1 lead for Whitcomb over Tamala. Late second period here. Now they hook up with 15 to go. Tamala trying to pull down on the back of the head. 8 seconds left. Tamala drives forward. He got two, and he's going to get him to his back. Towel Tapper's not out there. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and the time is out. Time is out. He's going to get the two, and I believe two near fall. So it'll be 5-2 Tamala after two. Now Tamala will start in the down position. See if he can explode out of this and get an escape or reverse. Whitcomb momentarily had Tamala come up to his feet, but Whitcomb now, here's Tamala almost being tilted. A one count is waved off as Andrews scrambles. Now back to his belly. A minute 40 to go here in the match. Tamala pulling Whitcomb's right arm up underneath Andrews' chin. Whitcomb wraps his left arm under the waist of Tamala. Throws his legs in underneath the waist. Tamala trying to kneel and sit back into Shane Whitcomb of ACGC. A minute 18 left in the third. Tamala's got a 5-2 lead. This is 9 versus 10 in the state. Here's a switch, and Tamala gets the reverse. Not yet. Whitcomb, nope, no reverse. Whitcomb still hugging the leg. Tamala coming around. Whitcomb just holding onto that leg, trying to create a stalemate now. We've gone under a minute. Tamala picks at that left ankle. Now Whitcomb has to give up the leverage on the leg, and he gives up the two. 7-2 Tamala. Tamala might be just a little too strong for Whitcomb here. Whitcomb being driven forward. Andrew lost control, and instead of giving up the reverse, he just gets away. He knows that time's on his side now. So it's 7-3 as Whitcomb picks up a reverse. And now Whitcomb, knowing he's down and running out of time, he shoots in, blocked by Tamala. Tamala just underhooks him over the top. Time running down to 15 seconds left for Tamala. They're going to heavyweight over there, and Annandale will win the duel. It's 46-27. As the final 10 seconds coming off the clock here for Tamala and Whitcomb. This is going to be a nice win for Andrew Tamala. 2 seconds, 1 second, and there's the final 7-3 win for senior Andrew Tamala. It's a good win. That puts Piers up 19-10 over the Falcons.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all-natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers. Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Jalen Jansen out there for the Pioneers. It's gone final in the Annandale-Maple Lake Holding Ford match. Annandale wins 46-33. Jansen will get a takedown there against Braden Leese of Atwater Cosmos Grove City. He's up 4-1 with a minute 5 to go in the first period. Pioneers lead the Falcons 19-10 as now Jansen will give up the escape, cuts him loose. Want to go takedowns here, dumps him over, crawls over the belly as Lee scrambles, knowing that Jansen was coming in and looking for the finishing shot there. 40 seconds left. It's now 6-2 for Jalen Jansen, a junior. He'll have a banner up next year. Nice banners hung up out in the commons area, out in front of the MAC for each senior. 6-3 as, again, Jalen cuts Leese loose, goes after the ankle, can't quite get there. Block there. Leese tries a little duck under move. Jansen able to fend that attack off. Gets that ankle and just pulls him back in. Gets two to go up 8-3 with 5 seconds left in the period. Jansen will ride this one out and lead 8-3 over Braden Leese of ACGC after 2 minutes of wrestling. You know, I haven't even looked that far ahead to see when the next tournament rounds start for the guys. This is the last regular season event here. Shot in, fireman's by Jansen. Couldn't quite get him to the mat. He's got the right leg up. He's got a trip. Get the two. There's the two for Jansen. 10-3 now for Jalen. Over near the Pierce side of the mat. On the records wall here, if you're listening at home, familiar with the MAC. Here's a half Nelson in by Jalen. He'll try and run this one around. A minute 25 left in the second. He's going to get a count on. Jansen picking up near fall points. This will turn into a 13-3 lead. No, it's a six. It's a fall. He stuck him. Jansen with the pin. And the Pioneers go up 25-10.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, Nathan Poster out there, the senior, on senior night, wrestling at 160 pounds against Levi Lund of ACGC. And the headgear of Lund comes off. 25-10 now. Pioneers lead the Falcons. Endale Maple Lake defeats Holding Ford 46-33. So those two teams can get on the bus and head back home. Pioneers wrestling at the 160 match. Nathan Poster, his first varsity match of the year here on senior night. Nathan picked up a win the other night up in Aiken in the JV rounds. Fighting for hands. These two pretty similar physiques for these two guys, Poster and Lund. 45 seconds left. Lund stepping into Poster. Poster just near the outer edge, and now they are outside the white circle. Restart coming. 37 seconds left in the opening period. Pioneers have picked up four straight wins here now. They trailed 10-7 after the Isaac Adi injury default. We certainly hope Isaac's okay. Banged heads with his opponent, Aaron Lang. Snap down try there by Nathan Poster. Separation, 10 seconds. They're right in the middle of the mat, right on the P logo. And a throw try near the edge by Lund, but nothing happens there, and they're going to... Nope. One more restart with 3/10 of a second. Whistle, and then another whistle. Whoop, whoop. There it is. So no points scored in the first 2 minutes between Poster and Lund. Speaking of Poster, happy birthday to Pudgy today, Nathan's dad. Nathan on the ride here, jumps over to the left side. Pulls that left arm of Lund back. Lund trying to sit. Poster reaches up for the head. Poster now back in a more conventional riding position here for Poster. 1:35 to go. Nathan Poster here. He looks like he's going to try and tilt out of this. He's got his arms around the waist. Here comes the tilt. There's a count of one and a count of two. He's going to score. Nathan Poster picks up a cheap tilt to get on the board first here, about 40 seconds into the second period. Now he's got a half in on the left arm, trying to free that, and there come the hands apart underneath. There go the two near fall up for Nathan, so he's up 2-0. See if he can turn Levi Lund here. It would be nice if Nathan could get a big varsity win here on senior night in his only senior match. Lund able to peel the hands away and get out for an escape. So that makes it 2-1 with 50 seconds left. Of course, Nathan coming back from the broken leg in football. You suffered that in the Annandale, the season opener game? Or was it the Maple Lake game? It was very early, either the first or second week. One of many that were sidelined for the majority of the season, including Lane Gertz, who hasn't even put on a singlet yet this year. The outstanding, he would be ranked a top five type kid at about 160, returning state entrant multiple times. But Lane, with shoulder problems, suffered during the football season, relegated to bench duty and cheerleader role, kind of captain for the Pioneers here. You feel terrible that he's not able to compete in this his senior year. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we'll go to the third period with Poster leading Lund 2-1. Poster will choose down here. Nathan Poster. Lund is going to say, I'm going to give up the escape here, so that'll be a point. 3-1. Lund is going to go for a takedown to tie now. 3-1. Nathan Poster with the lead, and we're underway in period three. Hand control fighting going on. Shot in, fireman's try by Lund. Poster with good strength, able to fight that off. Lund still charging forward, though. Front headlock in by Nathan Poster. Poster trying to crank that front headlock, trying to swing those hips over and get better position. Lund hooks the ankle with his own leg. Now Lund trying to pop his head out and get two. Lund close to scoring a takedown here. Whizzing is Nathan Poster. A minute 25 to go. Poster trying to hang on here. A good whizzer in by Poster. Now a switch the other way. And scrambling near the edge, out of bounds. Poster able to fight off that attack. We do get a stall on Nathan, though. A stall call with a minute 13. So they're going to call Poster for scrambling off the mat there, almost fleeing the mat. So it's a stall shot. There's the fireman's try by Lund. He's in deep. He gets two. There's the takedown to tie it. Now it's 3-3 with a minute to go. He cuts him loose. He's going to go takedowns here. If he gets a takedown, he'd go ahead. It's 4-3 Poster now. Nathan leading by one, but on the defensive as Levi Lund charges forward as he's just skating Poster across the mat on his knees, charging in, both guys on their knees, and back the middle they go with 41 and a half seconds left. Poster with a 4-3 lead. The ACGC bench up and shouting encouragement. Poster spinning around. Poster gets the takedown. Poster gets two to go up 6-3. Now he goes in to work on a ride. 22 seconds left for Nathan Poster. Nathan Poster with 15 to go. Lund sitting. Poster maintaining control in his ride. Poster with 4 seconds, and Nathan Poster's going to win on senior night. Nathan Poster with a very nice win. 6-3 for Nathan Poster. Congratulations, Nathan.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, Brett Kapsner out for the first time tonight after getting forfeits in the first two duels. His opponent, Cullen Lewis of ACGC, and a quick takedown for Brett, who now stands at 152 career wins with two forfeit wins tonight. He won his 150th with a 3-0 win over state-ranked Kenny Hesse of Aiken the other night. Hesse's ranked ninth at 182. Brett is ranked third at 170. 116 to go. Kapsner has built an early 4-0 lead here over Cullen Lewis of ACGC. Lewis is a junior for the Falcons. Brett will give him the optional escape start, so it's 4-1. Right up in on the takedown. Power attack there by Brett Kapsner. He goes that wing in. Reaches underneath for the opposite chin. Now that good cross face in, and he'll try and crank this over. 6-1 now. Kapsner will try and turn this as he looks at the clock. 42 seconds. Turn. He's got that the right arm of Lewis up and extended. Pins it back behind Lewis's head, and this is going to end for Brett Kapsner pretty soon. Kapsner with the fall. 28 seconds left in the first. Kapsner with the fall. Kapsner with the fall makes it 34-10.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
All right, 182 pounds. It goes to ACGC's CJ Tater against Pierce's Logan Lease. And a quick takedown for Tater. He's up 2-0 on Logan. Minute 35, and Tater will cut him loose. 2-1 now. Piers leading 34-10 over ACGC. Underhook here by Tater. Pushing into Lease, who tries a little snap down try, and Tater powers him back up. Upper body strength here for CJ Tater. Front headlock, snap down, brings Logan down to a knee. Minute 8 to go in the opening period. Right now he's got Logan on his knees, securing the right wrist of Lease. Logan reaching back for the knee of Tater now. 52 seconds left in a 2-1 lead for CJ Tater of ACGC. Still running that front headlock, trying to score out of that, trying to bounce him down here. 40 to go. Logan trying to get deeper here, hooks his leg inside Tater. Now Logan might be able to score out of this. Now it's Tater pushing down on the head of Logan Lease. He squares himself. Logan still hooks that ankle. Tater trying to defend here. Tater still in control, though. Logan looks like he's going to lose that. Did give up. And now it's 8 seconds left. And now it's a 4-1 lead for CJ Tater of ACGC. End of the period. Logan will choose down here on choice. And Tater says, let's go on our feet. So that's an escape point for Logan to make it 4-2. Tater stepping and pushing Logan back towards the edge and out of bounds. Shot in by Logan. He might have caught Tater a little bit off balance there, and Logan able to get that right leg up, drive forward, throw the hips across. Almost got the two here as Tater now. Now Tater cranks over. Tater able to fight that off. Good job by CJ Tater. Boy, 9 times out of 10, Logan finishes that takedown there. But Tater ends up winning the scramble and gets the two. CJ Tater. He's a junior, and that gives him a 6-2 lead now on senior Logan Lease. Minute 10 to go in the second period. Logan received a forfeit against Holding Ford, and he picked up a 9-3 win against Kyler Helwig of Annandale Maple Lake. Now the cut loose by Tater, and that gives a point to Logan Lease. It's now 6-3, and there's Logan again being aggressive, shooting, but sprawling the hips back is Tater, pushing down on Lisa's head. 40 seconds, here comes Tater spinning, but Logan catches that leg coming around to stop the advancement of Tater. Tater reaches up under the chin. Now Tater with Logan hugging onto that left leg of CJ Tater. Tater coming around, though, he's going to hook that leg and get two. 8-3 for CJ Tater. Roll here by Tater. Here comes Lease scrambling. Lease facing into him. 12 seconds. Lease should get one here. See, Jesse Zajac wants him to. There's two of them. He spun quickly and got two for the reverse. So 8-5 now. Scoring late here is Logan Lease. Still very much in this match at 8-5. CJ Tater will be down to begin the third, where this is the 182 match. Tater extends that left leg out. Driving forward from the right hip side is Logan Lease. Now he switches left hip side. Minute 45 to go. Now Tater able to sit. Logan scrambling, trying to stay behind. Does so right now. Still hasn't hooked that leg yet. Minute and a half to go. Lease trails 8-5. Now Tater able to get in on the double. Lease pushes that head down, and that pushes the arms away. Logan pushing down, reaches back for the leg. Still pressing down on the head of C.J. Tater is Logan Lease. We're down to a minute 10 left. Logan trying to run this around. Now he's got an underhook on. Lease. Both men down on their knees, shoulder to shoulder on the mat. Logan over the back of Tater, trying to crank this over here, but Tater staying right to the mat. He's not giving up anything under there. 50 to go. And a stalemate is called. No action was happening there. They were just kind of locked in that position for about 20 seconds. So referee will give us a fresh start here. 47.8 seconds left. Logan needs to turn him here. Tater quick to a knee, but bumped back down here by Lease. 38 and counting here at the MAC. Pierce leading ACGC 34-10. Lease on the left hip. 23 seconds. Tater just doesn't give up anything underneath. Now he balls up. Logan says, okay, let me try a cradle out of this. Logan gets the front headlock, but Tater switches. Tater's going to turn it into a half. He got reversed. So that makes it 10-5 and should secure the win for C.J. Tater. And now he'll just ride this one out for a 10-5 win. Good match. C.J. Tater wins it 10-5. And it's now a 34-13 lead for Pierce.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Matt Cummett against Tanner Fester, our 195-pound match. Takedown on an escape here. Cummett up 2-1 as he got the quick takedown, cut him loose. Fester tried to shoot, bounces back up as Matt felt that coming. 195-pounders. Pierce now with a 34-13 lead on the Falcons of ACGC. Matt's line tonight, a 3-1 win over Nolan Procott in a good match. And he's also got a fall over Annandale Maple Lakes' Mitch Bergstrom. Now Matt attacks on a single leg, looking to trip. And there's the takedown. Boy, the head of the Fester bounces there off the mat. He really came up off the mat there. 4-1 lead now for Matt Cummett. He's going to go after that left shoulder and try and pull that over. He puts his forehead right between the shoulder blades of Fester. Fester keeping that left arm right under his chest. Now he pulls it out, extends it out. Matt still with the right wrist of Fester underneath. Matt's on the left hip side of Fester, bumping him forward. 28 seconds left. Now Fester, both arms extended, palms up, tries to sit. Matt blocks that, still riding him hard here. 17 seconds left. Chopping at the elbow. Now Fester able to stand. Matt will lift, and they're going to go out of bounds. Matt Cummett undefeated this year since returning to the lineup. I think they said 19-0. He missed the early part of the season with sports hernia surgery, and he had his wisdom teeth taken out all in about a four-day span. There's the horn, and it's 4-1, Cummett over Fester after 2 minutes. Matt will choose down here. Looks like Carson Hulls is up next. He'll get the 220-pound match. Wonder if we'll see Dickman or Fisher. I'm going to guess we're going to see Dickman at heavyweight tonight. Troy has been stuck twice tonight. Yeah, Dickman's look like he's getting loose over there. So here's a Granby coming here from Matt Kummet for two. Back points coming as well. Kummet with the fall out of the Granby. Kummet with a pin for his 20th of the year. And the lead grows to 40-13.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machine steppers and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
At 220 pounds, it's Carson Halls for Pierce, Tanner Burgess for ACGC. Burgess just a freshman. Put together for a freshman. Here's a snap down, and Burgess will get in for two. Like Whitcomb, Burgess, a big wrestling name down there in ACGC land. That win by Matt Kummet, the fall, his 100th career win. So congratulations to Matt Kummet. So this season alone, we've had Brandon Ortman and Brett Capster win wins number 150. And now tonight, Matt joins the Century Club. 110 to go, a Burgess takedown here on Hulls. We're midway through the first period. Looks like it'll be an Austin Dickman-Levi Shimshock match at heavyweight. Burgess riding here on Hulls. See, I got the weigh-in charts here. I'm going to see just how much Hulls has given up here. Let's see. Burgess weighed in at 219.2. Carson weighed in at 185 even. So he's given up. What did I say? Yeah, almost 35 pounds he's given up here. And he just got two, so he's now going in on a crossface. So Hulls has tied it 2-2. And that's going to be the case. Hulls is a normal, I'd say a natural 195-pounder at best. Burgess is a solid 220-er. And that ends the period. So 2-2 after a period here. Burgess will be down here. Hulls will be riding as he looks over to the bench for instructions. And it's a left hip ride. Quick sit-out try. Burgess couldn't escape. Hulls riding hard here, looking for hand control underneath. Carson Hulls bumping Burgess forward. And these two guys, they're wrestling 220, and they're freshmen and sophomores, and they're pretty well put together, both of them. Here's Burgess to a knee, to both feet, but quickly back to the mat by Hulls. Minute 25 left in a 2-2 score between Hulls and Burgess. Carson extends the right arm out, hooks that ankle with his leg. Now the arm free. Arms extended, palms up for Burgess. Trying to crawl near the Falcon bench over there. Carson riding him hard on the left hip. Driving him forward, peels that hand underneath him again. Extends that arm out. Under a minute to go in the second period. Pierce leading the duel 40-13 over ACGC. Got a half in here if he can turn it, but there's not a lot of real estate there. They're straddling the circle over there. Hulls peeks over his shoulder at the clock. 34 seconds. And out of bounds. A restart in the middle with 31.8 seconds left. Quick snap down there by Carson Hulls. 2-2. Well, we had one overtime match tonight. That was the Lucas Pop one in against Holdingford that went four overtimes. Lucas feeling ill afterwards. He left. He's not even here anymore, I don't think. I don't see him. We did see Luke Gertz get back into action. Luke won a match in the Holdingford, so good to have Luke back out there. There's the end of the period, 2-2. Chandler Doucette got a win by fall tonight. Nathan Poster picks up a win here tonight. They start on their feet. Burgess gives up the escape here to start, so it's 3-2 now. Carson Hulls with a one-point lead, 10 seconds into the third period. Burgess trying to sag down, use his weight advantage on Hulls. Hulls underhooking on the right arm, and Burgess pulls that free, and they separate. Burgess grabs for the elbow. Carson reaches up for the head. Little reach sweep by Burgess. Now he tries a snap down, goes in on a single, missed it, and Hulls capitalizes and gets the takedown. Hulls wins a scramble with his speed, and what he doesn't have in size, he makes up for with his speed advantage in these matchups with the bigger guys. We've seen that a number of times this year. So the takedown after a missed shot there by Burgess, and it turns the score to 5-2 now for Carson Hulls. We're under a minute to go in the match. And now Hulls working on his ride, trying to scramble forward. Burgess scrambling. And Carson almost lost control there, but able to regain. And he's back behind now, riding with 37 seconds left. Controlling the wrist. Burgess trying to scramble around. He'll get out for an escape. So it's 5-3. 25 seconds left, and now a takedown for Burgess would tie it up and possibly send us to overtime. 18 seconds left. Hulls and Burgess in the middle of the mat with 13 to go. Snap down try by Burgess. Hulls holding him off. Shot by Burgess. Didn't get there. Hulls scrambling around. Hulls for two. There's that quick takedown again by Carson Hulls. He's going to win this one. Carson Hulls with a win. 7-3 win for Carson Hulls.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, our final match of the quad tonight. It's Austin Dickman at heavyweight for Pierce against Levi Shimshock for the Falcons. Just underway, no points. Dickman's first action here at heavyweight after Troy Fisher got the first two matches and didn't fare well. He ended up getting stuck by a couple of good wrestlers. Walker Nienaber, ranked 10th, pinned him, and then he also got stuck by Cole Patch of Annandale Maple Lake. Dickman did get in the win column with a forfeit win, and that was in the holding forward duel. So his first real mat action coming here to close out the night on senior night. Under a minute to go, no points. Dickman, as Levi Shimshock, a sophomore, facing Dickman, also a sophomore. Thirty-eight seconds. They hook up. No points yet, and that's often the case, Austin. He'll often take it into the second period before things really get serious. Austin weighed in at 221.3, and Shimshock tilted the scales at 262.5. So 262 to 221, that's about a 41-pound advantage for Shimshock. 5 seconds left. And we're going to go to the second period here between Shimshock and Dickman. No points. So they'll flip. All right, it's Green's choice. Dickman will defer here to Shimshock. Logan, good luck. Logan Olean, head coach of Holding Ford, and his team headed out of the MAC here. Here's a roll, and Dickman will get the two on the reverse, and he's going to go right after that half. Dickman, if he gets his half in, it's usually over. It's halfway there. Now the count starts, and Dickman will try and finish off senior night with a fall. He reversed him. It's close. Austin Dickman is the fall winner. Dickman with the fall early in the second. And your final score tonight from the MAC, Piers 49, Atwater Cosmos Grove City 13.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piersfreedomfest.com or at select Piers and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Piers retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th, 2017. See you there.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Back at Memorial Athletic Center, where senior night now has come and gone as the Pioneers defeat Holding Ford, Annandale Maple Lake, and Atwater Cosmos Grove City. And I'm joined by the head coach. Mark Jensen joins me here. And Coach, not a lot of drama tonight, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't meaningful tonight. You know, senior night is always a big night for those guys last time out here.
Yeah, you know, they put a lot of time into the program, and they're definitely deserving of a night of recognition, and tonight was that night. And like the old adage says, I'm really going to miss those guys. Yeah. So.
You know how I know there wasn't a whole lot of drama tonight? You're in pretty full voice. You're usually pretty spent in the vocal cord category.
Well, I got my shouting in, but it was early on. So it's, you know, it's been a pleasure. We've had a lot of seniors come through here, and they've all represented us well. So it's been a, you know, 30-odd years of coaching.
Yep. And
it's been good. It's been great.
One of the unique things about the sport of wrestling is that it's not a sport where a kid comes out to try it in ninth grade maybe and gets on, or maybe starts on the junior high. I mean, for the most part, the vast, vast majority of these guys that have come through the program for years and years started as kindergartners, first, second, yeah, going to these youth tournaments. I mean, this has been a lifelong thing for seniors now. I mean, they have been in the wrestling room for a long, long time.
Yeah, you know, there's an exception here or there. Yeah. But for the great majority of them, they've been in that room a long time and had, you know, vast amount of experience. And, you know, that's what you need. You need a good feeder program, and you need people in the system that are willing to take these kids under their wings and guide them through the process.
Lucas, Isaac Adi banged heads okay or just precautionary?
You know,
was that a Brandon Capps or Brandon Ortman type situation with Reitz just banged head?
You know, pretty much. Yeah. And I've pretty much had enough of those situations to where I just, you know, it wasn't that meaningful.
Not worth
a match.
Yeah.
And we're just going to take a precaution and set him out.
Lucas Pop, just feeling under the weather there? Or?
You know, Lucas didn't seem to have a whole lot of steam his first match, and he kind of came down with the flu and was sick in the locker room, and so we kind of shut that down also.
And it was very nice to get Nathan Poster out there here on senior night, and he wrestled well.
He really wrestled a nice match and held his position well and just really did a nice job for us. And he's been in that room a long time and hadn't, you know, he's always had somebody that was a little better than him in front
injuries,
of him.
Injuries,
So, you know, we needed to get him a match.
Well, the regular season, believe it or not, in the books now, Coach, and now we set sights on the second part of the season, the all-important tournament time where everybody wants to be wrestling at peak performance. If we get guys back, obviously, we're looking at now, what, almost a little over 2 weeks off, February 18th until the team up in Walker?
Yeah, you know, I've always wanted a week off, and Dave's always scheduled pretty well that we've had a week off before the section tournament begins, but they changed the format on us so that that Tuesday match of the following week is now all included in one day on that Saturday, so that ran us to 2 weeks. And with the situation we have on our team trying to get healthy, I think it's going to be a good thing for our team to regroup and set our sights at what we need to do.
Our activities director, Mr. Rushlow, you know, he thanked the seniors, but he thanked you as well. This is it for you wrestling at home, too, as coaching this squad.
Well,
is that somewhat official?
You know, they say never say never, but, you know, I'm hoping they get somebody in the system that can take it over and, or, you know, whatever their decision is obviously going to have to be fine with me. But, you know, like I said, I've had great experiences here. I've had great kids, and it's really been a good journey for me.
Well, I know the tremendous regard that you are held in by the peers community and around the state of it. I mean, what, Coach of the Year, how many times? I mean, that's respect from the peers, you know, peers, but that's well deserved. So.
You know, a guy in his career doesn't really look at awards or stuff like that. It's things like getting a kid out and maybe that wasn't going to be out, or getting those moving those kids along in the program so that they become successful. And that's really what I think all coaches push for. And, you know, the wins will come as they may, and It's just the way it is. So
I'm looking at my watch. It indicates it's February the 2nd, 9 o'clock. In 30 days, March 2nd, 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm thinking, where we hope to be on that night.
You know, it's anybody's ball game this year.
You can make
open.
A case for several teams.
Yeah.
And we're one of them.
Yeah. You know, we're certainly in the mix. And, you know, it's anybody's ball game. And, you know, you just go down.
Got to get there first.
You got to go down there. And we got to get there first. And then just load the gun and see what happens.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. And you'll let the guys rest up. I'm sure you'll keep them busy in the room, but we'll see you the next time on the mats in the tournaments, the Section 7A team up in Walker.
All righty, Rick. Thank you.
Coach Mark Jensen of the Pierce Pioneers, they sweep their home quad on senior night. We'll tell you the final results after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
All right, we are back at the MAC where we are wrapping things up. They are rolling up the mats here, and we're going to get out of here and give you the final three score results here tonight for Pierce. They defeated Holding Ford 69-9. They defeated Annandale Maple Lake 60-12. And then they defeat Atwater Cosmos Grove City 49-13, and they are done with the regular season, and now everything amps up. It's tournament time for the wrestlers and the team section all one day this year, no longer a Tuesday Friday type setup, quarterfinals Tuesday, semis and Friday and finals on a Friday night this year in Walker, February the 18th. That's a Saturday. So I think it's going to be about an 11 a.m. start for those quarterfinals all one day, and it's in Walker this year. The individuals will be a week later, and that is a return trip up to Black Duck. So team in Walker, individuals in Black Duck, and then it's St. Paul. A month from tonight, March 2nd, is the team tournament, the Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday reserved for the individuals. Final break, and we'll come back and we'll give you tonight's Pierce Impact Performer of the Night, and then we'll close up shop and get ready for boys basketball action tomorrow night here when we come back.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, as we close things down, Pioneers sweep 3 from Holding Ford, Annandale, Maple Lake, and ACGC this evening. And now they'll head to Walker for the team tournament on the 18th. Tonight's Pierce Impact Performer of the Night. Let's go with senior Nathan Poster. Gets his first varsity match of the year, and he turns it into a win tonight for Nathan on senior night. A 6-3 win over the Falcons' Levi Lund. So Nathan Poster is the Pierce Impact Performer of the Night. Tomorrow night, boys basketball returns to You Are There Sports, 7:15 for the Central Minnesota Conference tip-off between the Pierce Pioneers and the Lakers of Howard Lake, Waverly-Winstead. We'll see you then, everybody. Good night.